أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. والذين كفروا بآيات الله ولقائه أولئك يئسوا من رحمتي وأولئك لهم عذاب أليم. فما كان جواب قومه إلا أن قالوا اقتلوه أو حذقوه فأنجاه الله من النار، إن في ذلك لآيات لقوم يؤمنون. وقال إنما اتخذتم من دون الله أوثانا مودة بينكم في الحياة الدنيا، ثم يوم القيامة يكفر بعضكم ببعض ويلعن بعضكم بعضا ومأواكم النار وما لكم من ناصرين. صدق الله العظيم. Some several ayahs before, Allah تبارك وتعالى had spoken about Hazrat Nuh alayhi salatu was salam, and then thereafter Hazrat Ibrahim alayhi salatu was salam, and some of the conversations that Ibrahim alayhi salatu was salam had with his people. In between, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَالَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا بِآيَاتِ اللَّهِ, those people who disbelieve in the verses of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, وَلِقَائِهِ, and they also disbelieve in the meeting with Allah Rabbul Izzat, and that is the coming of the day of Qiyamah, and for that matter the entire concept of after death, the life of the Qabr, the resurrection on the day of Qiyamah, meeting Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the Hisab and Kitab, Jannat and Jahannam, they disbelieve in all this. In أُولَٰئِكَ يَئِسُوا مِنْ رَحْمَتِي, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that they are the ones who despair in my mercy, they have lost hope in my mercy, and وَأُولَٰئِكَ لَهُمْ عَذَابٌ أَلِيمٌ, and for them is a painful punishment because of their disbelief. Now some ayahs before this, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala spoke about the total opposite of these people. مَنْ كَانَ يَرْجُوا لِقَاءَ اللَّهِ فَإِنَّ أَجَلَ اللَّهِ لَآتٍ, that they are those people who have hope of meeting Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and the ajal, the time of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is certain to come. So here are those people who have lost hope in the rahmah and the mercy of Allah, in the meeting of Allah, and also they disbelieve in the ayats of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So with regards to Qiyamah, we have these generally two groups of people, those who have totally lost hope of meeting Allah, they do not have iman, and they are those that have hope of meeting Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and in that anticipation and hope of meeting Allah, they prepare accordingly. Thereafter Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala continues with Ibrahim alayhi salatu wa salam's incident, that when he had brought about certain proofs of the existence of Allah, and when he had spoken about the existence of Allah, and he spoke about the futility of idol worship, then Allah says, فَمَا كَانَ جَوَابَ قَوْمِ, that there was no answer for his people. They had no answer that they could present to Ibrahim alayhi salatu wa salam, except one of aggression, one of frustration. إِلَّا أَنْ قَالُوا قُتُلُوهُ أَوْ حَذِّقُوهُ, except that they said that kill Ibrahim alayhi salatu wa salam or burn Ibrahim alayhi salatu wa salam. Now we know that when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, his qudrat had manifested with regards to Ibrahim alayhi salatu wa salam, and he was thrown into the fire, that very same fire Allah showed his qudrat, and Allah showed that the power of burning of a fire does not lie within the fire, but it lies in the hands of Allah. Allah had made it a garden of bliss for Hazrat Ibrahim alayhi salatu was salam, and hence Allah says, فَأَنْجَاهُ اللَّهُ مِنَ النَّارِ, Allah had emancipated him from the fire. So here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala shows his qudrat, and this is the kind of yaqeen that we need to bring in, that everything, its power lies with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala controls everything, and the effects of everything in this world also lies in the hands of Allah Rabbul Izzat. Hence Allah says, إِنَّ فِي ذَلِكَ لَآيَاتٍ لِقَوْمٍ يُؤْمِنُونَ, certainly in that are many signs for the people who believe in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that we see the sign of qudrat and the power of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in these kinds of incidents. Then Hazrat Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam continued with regards to his people, inviting them towards Allah, and he said, وَقَالْ إِنَّمَا اتَّخَذْتُم مِّن دُونِ اللَّهِ أَوْثَانًا, that certainly you people take besides Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala idols. Why do you do it? مَوَدَّةً بَيْنِكُمْ فِي الْحَيَاةِ الدُّنْيَا, because of a friendship, a love, an affinity between you in this material world. Now this love that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about here, relating the words of Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam, one was this, that because they had love for their forefathers, that superseded their love for Allah, it superseded the love for the Nabi of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, hence they disregarded the message of Allah, and they had more love for their forefathers, and hence Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala makes mention of this word mawadda. Some have also said that to establish their communities, they brought about this idol worship, and in doing so they thought that they will keep the communities together. But when something is based on batil, something is based on falsehood, it is not going to last very long. Also, there are those commentators that said that it was their love for these idols that drew them towards these idols, and some have said that these idols were actually statues that were of the people of the past, that may have been very, very pious, may have been heroes and leaders of their communities, and because of their love for those personalities of the past, they had worshipped these idols, but all that remained in the surface of this earth. ثُمَّ يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ, then on the day of Qiyamah, يَغْفُرُ بَعْضُكُمْ بِبَعْضٍ وَيَلْعَنُ بَعْضُكُمْ بَعْضًا, that they will deny one another, and each one will not want to see the other, because each one will have his own concerns, and each one will begin to curse the other, each one saying to the other that you had led me astray, and this will be the pathetic condition on the day of Qiyamah. وَمَأْوَاكُمُ النَّارِ, your abode on the day of Qiyamah will be the fire of Jahannam. وَمَا لَكُم مِّن نَاصِرِينَ, and for you there will be absolutely no helper. So in these verses and these ayat, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala reminds us of the most important factor whilst we're living on this world, the factor that will change our hearts, change our minds, and that is to have hope on the day of Qiyamah, have hope of meeting Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And Allah also shows that when there is a conflict between haqq and batil, batil will always be the first to succumb with a great deal of frustration, a great deal of anger and arrogance and aggression, and it will always, we have always seen this, that is always batil that resorted to aggression. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us the tawfiq. Subhanallah wa bihamdihi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdik, ashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, astaghfiruka wa atubu.